afraid that most of us conduct our lives as if we were omnivores, in that we eat flesh, and we also eat vegetables and fruit. But there's no question, as some philosophers indicated 2,000 years ago, that human beings are far more like herbivores than carnivores.
Greetings, vibrant viewers. Today's edition of Healthy Living features an esteemed cardiologist from the United States, Dr. William Clifford Roberts. For more than 30 years, Dr. Roberts headed the pathology section of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, a division of the prestigious National Institute of Health, the official medical research agency for the United States. As a prolific author, he has published over 1,400 articles and authored or edited 24 books to date. He has served as the editor-in-chief of the highly regarded publication, the American Journal of Cardiology, since 1982, and is executive director of the Baylor Cardiovascular Institute in Texas, USA. In the following excerpts from an interview with Dr. Roberts, he discusses how the diet we choose often determines whether we live a life of wellness and vitality or suffer from one of many of the devastating chronic or so-called lifestyle diseases that are now prevalent throughout the world.
Cardiovascular disease kills about 45% of adults in the USA. Most common cause of heart failure are hardening of the coronary arteries. Atherosclerosis, that's the medical term, atherosclerosis of the arteries that supply heart muscle.
Yes.
And we have a heart attack, and then the cavities dilate, and then they can't pump as well. So blood builds up, and our feet swell, and we get short of breath, and we can't walk up hills. This is heart failure. And we can't sleep flat in bed at night. Heart failure is the biggest cause of hospitalization in the USA in people age 65 and over. It is a huge expense. We have at least 5 million people with heart failure in this country. At least. It's like having cancer.
Meat consumption creates a high risk of one contracting a host of lifestyle diseases, including cardiovascular disease, cancer, and diabetes. It has been estimated such chronic health conditions cost the U.S. economy $1 trillion U.S. dollars a year in terms of treatment expenses and lost productivity.
Most of us grew up in the U.S. eating flesh virtually every meal. Breakfast, bacon or sausage. Lunch, sandwich with pig in there, cow, chicken, turkey. And then some kind of different flesh at night. So 21 meals a week, flesh at every meal.
Yes.
Now, there is no way that a society can live long and live healthy until they're 90 or 100. Not chronic diseases the last 25 years of life. If you're a vegetarian, you can keep your waistline flat and you live longer, your blood pressure's lower, cholesterol levels are lower, and you don't have to worry about excessive adipose tissue. And so when your body weight's less, you're not putting so much damage and weight on your hips and your knees, and you got more energy.
There is a large body of evidence demonstrating that humans are natural herbivores. the structure of our teeth, and a long intestinal tract are just two examples.
The teeth of carnivores are generally very sharp. People have a few in the front of our mouth, bottom, but the majority of our teeth are flat. For grinding those fruits and vegetables we're supposed to be eating. Another thing is the intestinal tract. The intestinal tract of a carnivore is very short. It's about three times body length. The intestinal tract in a human being is 12 times body length. So I'm 6 feet tall, and I presume my intestinal tract is about 72 feet long. So if I eat a steak, it may take 5 days to roll through there. Now, vegetarian societies, fruit-eating societies, their transient time is very fast, like 12, 18 hours. Carnivores eat by lapping their food with the tongues, whereas human beings and herbivores sip it. Now, cooling our bodies, carnivores have no capacity to sweat. Herbivores can sweat. So carnivores, to cool their bodies, they pant. Another item is vitamin C. Now, the carnivores make their own vitamin C. We herbivores obtain our vitamin C from what we eat. And finally, carnivores have claws. We have either hands or hoofs. So there are striking differences between herbivores and carnivores. And we certainly are much closer to the characteristics of herbivores than carnivores.
The number of animals brutally killed on a daily basis in the U.S. for their meat is absolutely staggering.
We have approximately 306 million people, and we have 100 million cows. We kill about 100,000 cows every day. And the way that's done in the USA is when those cows reach about 700 pounds, they're put in these feedlots for 5 or 6 months to fatten them up. And they're fed 25 pounds of grain and soybean. And that's so they'll gain approximately 400 or 500 pounds. And most of that is fat. In addition to killing 100,000 cows every day in the USA, we also kill about 300,000 pigs. Wow. And some of these pigs never touch planet Earth during their entire existence. And there's a lot of fat on some of these pigs. Additionally, if you're a chicken, don't wander into the USA. We kill anywhere from 15 to 20 million chickens every day.
After these messages, we'll hear more from Dr. William Clifford Roberts on chronic diseases and their direct relation to consumption of animal products. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
There is no question. If the U.S. as a population became a vegetarian society, fruit-eating society, that the health of this nation would skyrocket. If one wants to live a long time, if one wants to see their grandchildren grow up, and not just reach age 10 or 20, but reach age 50, so you really find out what happens. You've got to survive. And you can't survive by blocking your intestinal tract with bovine muscle.
Welcome back to Healthy Living, featuring the renowned cardiologist Dr. William Clifford Roberts of the United States and his advice on keeping well. With regards to diet, Dr. Roberts has been deeply influenced by the best-selling vegan author, John Robbins.
Well, I did read John Robbins' book, and Robbins is the Robbins of Baskin Robbins fame. His father was one of the founders of the ice cream company, and Robbins was supposedly going to be the next president of the organization. And then Robbins became a vegetarian, and so that was a conflict. And so he did not stay with the ice cream company. But he wrote a book entitled Diet for a New America. It changed my life overnight.
In the late 1940s, Western physicians went to Africa and made a very surprising discovery about the health of the populations they studied.
And they noticed that many of the diseases seen in the Western world were not present. They were not seeing them in the African population that were living in particularly the rural areas. They didn't see, for example, atherosclerosis, coronary artery disease, blockages, hardening of the arteries. They did not see high blood pressure. They did not see appendicitis, cholecystitis, gallstones, kidney stones. Our three most common cancers, cancer of the breast, cancer of the colon, cancer of the prostate gland. They did not see these polyps in the colon. They didn't see hemorrhoids. Even things like osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, very uncommon. So there were a number of articles in medical journals and medical books published in the late 40s, 50s from Africa talking about the Western diseases, that the diseases of progress, the diseases that were killing people in Europe, in the USA, and in all these countries where they were eating cows and pigs and sheep and goats with every meal.
Osteoporosis, a condition where the bones become porous and weak, affects an estimated 200 million people worldwide. Meat and dairy intake is often responsible for this debilitating disease.
Flesh, muscle that we eat from pigs, cows, sheep, goats, fish, contain a lot of protein. And it turns out that the more protein we take in, the more calcium we lose from our bones. So it's my understanding that osteoporosis, the thinning of the bones, which is so common, particularly in women in this country late in life, pure vegetarian fruit eaters infrequently get osteoporosis. Fish is flesh. Fish has cholesterol in it, just like cows, pigs, sheep, and goats. In actuality, for every 100 grams of cow muscle, or pig muscle, or chicken muscle, or fish muscle, there's about the same amount of cholesterol in there. If you're purely thinking of it from the standpoint of cholesterol, it does no good to switch from a cow to fish. There's not as much fish in the oceans and lakes as there used to be.
Yes.
And when our societies grow to 10 billion people or 12 billion people,
yes,
from 6, they're not going to be enough fish.
Factory farmed animals are fed continuous doses of antibiotics to keep them alive in the utterly squalid and disease-laden conditions in which they are made to live. Cows, for instance, are given hormones to either make them grow faster so they may be sent to slaughter sooner or to produce more milk. This indiscriminate and abusive use of drugs by the meat and dairy industries has made a huge impact on society.
The quantity of antibiotics and hormones that are given to the animals that we eat make the antibiotics less sensitive when used in humans with certain infections.
Yes.
So we use way too many antibiotics. We've got to diminish that. Now, some young girls, age 7, their bosoms are coming out. It may be related to all these hormones that are put into the animals so that they grow fatter and quicker.
Dr. Roberts believes that an animal-free diet is the solution to skyrocketing healthcare costs and to ensuring everyone's lifelong well-being.
The U.S. has the most expensive healthcare system in the world. The U.S. is broke. We can't afford the healthcare system we presently have. And it's my contention that everybody in the USA, everybody in the world, needs to grab that wheel of health themselves and do what is right to keep their body healthy. Now, when that's done, cost of medical care drops enormously for everybody.
We deeply thank Dr. William Clifford Roberts for his insightful wisdom on maintaining a healthy life and elevated spirit. He is to be applauded for delivering the uplifting vegan message to his fellow physicians, patients, and the public at large. For more information on Dr. Roberts, please visit www.baylor.edu/biomedical_studies. Radiant viewers, please join us next Monday on Healthy Living for part 2 of our program featuring Dr. William Roberts and his sound advice on chronic disease prevention. Up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May Providence guide us all through the journey of life. For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/HL.